Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Straight Talk for the Soul series. I am so excited to be back with you. I'm Carrie Murphy, your host, creator, and founder of this global broadcast and brilliant, amazing, wonderful community of light. Today is our launch party for season 12 of this show. My soul sister, Catherine Rosenbaum, who happens to be one of the most gifted teachers and guides and empaths and visionaries that I know, will be joining me in just a few minutes to get this party started. And I want to thank you all for choosing to go on this empowering adventure with us today. This is the Aquarian Age, a newly evolved level of living is available to all of us. So let's take the high road, relax into a DNA up-leveling, embrace the abilities awakening within us, because you are being called to awaken. We all are. And it's that time of year when we head towards the Lion's Gate, the start of a new time cycle. Tomorrow, July 16th, we have the full moon and a partial lunar eclipse. And I'm sure many of you listening may be feeling the current energies, so we will get into all of that today. And I just wanted to say thank you for being here and contributing your energy and love to this sacred circle of light workers and way showers from all corners of the globe. This is your safe space to land each day. This is your time to really devote to your self-care, to your spiritual expansion, and to your personal empowerment. This is also a space to connect and open your cosmic heart and to feel really supported and loved. And so my divinely inspired question for you today is, what's the best that could happen? In what ways can all of us expand our awareness, hear the callings of our souls more clearly, act upon the intuitive insights and guidance being activated within us, and really trust in the exploration of our divine potential more powerfully than ever before? Well, may this be revealed to us today and in layers throughout this new season, and may all of this become crystal clear for us as we navigate our journey together today and throughout season 12. So my intention with every gathering, with every single show here, is for healing energy to flow through my voice and through this sacred energetic space with grace and ease, with the highest divine support and participation for awakening and clarity and healing and empowerment and love to be realized. And so that is my intention for today and always. I also want to say, it's my greatest intention and wish that this show and our community here and season 12 be an integral, really powerful component to your spiritual journey of expansion and evolution and the joyful remembrance of who you are. I truly love this community and thank you all for the messages that I received while I was away the last 2 weeks between seasons. It's really humbling to hear about how this show is impacting your lives. And it means the world to me. It's why I do what I do. Many of you know I had a near-death experience in 1997 when all of my senses were awakened, memories of who I am were activated, and it became my mission to share my realizations about energy, the eternal nature of who we are, and the exploration of consciousness in as many ways as I could. So I published 6 books. I hosted a radio show for 10 years, worked with clients for 15 years as an intuitive coach, and then I was guided to create this show almost 3 years ago. So please know that I am devoted to this community and to all of you, and please continue to write in and let us know how you're doing, how you're feeling, and what you're experiencing. And know that I'm here to walk hand in hand and heart to heart with all of you as we navigate the twists and turns on this spiritual adventure here on planet Earth. So for those of you who are new to this show, you can subscribe to this series. It is a free platform that you can access at straighttalkforthesoul.com. You can also listen to all of our replays on iTunes and YouTube and connect with us further in our Facebook group or on Instagram. All you have to do is enter in Straight Talk for the Soul to find us. And I would love to see you anywhere and here every day. So about today's show, we are taking live callers with Catherine press star 2 to raise your hand to be considered for that. And according to Catherine, we are written in the stars. The new blueprint has been opened. The new earth has been activated. We are between two eclipses, a Mercury retrograde, and the 500-year Saturn-Pluto-Jupiter South Node Game Changer. We're here to awaken your soul's sacred contracts, and with Catherine, through using evolutionary astrology, human design gene keys, and messages from your higher self as your personal roadmap to awakening your soul destiny codes and sounds. So today with Catherine, we'll talk about how there are big collective patterns that are written in the stars to guide us. There are markers in time. Everything has a holographic blueprint, even the United States in her own collective awakening. So your invitation is to say yes to discovering your unique divine blueprint, say yes to getting in sync with the bigger picture. The markers are set, according to Catherine, 1987, 2012, 2014, and now 2018, 19, and the big, massive event that we'll talk about in January of 2020. Plus the new world cross of the sleeping phoenix in 2027 as Pluto moves into beyond gravity and time as we know it. So my co-creative partner, Catherine Rosenbaum, knows all about this. We're going to talk about it. She lives out her human design as a reflector. They are very rare. They're like unicorns. Only 1% of the population are reflectors like Catherine. They are pure lunar essences. They can reflect back to us the deep and often hidden or intimate jeweled facets of ourselves. A personal session with Catherine, which is included in her special offer here on the show, includes a full reading of your sacred contracts, your natal and progress blueprints, as well as the human design gene key DNA information that will interpret your soul map, and it'll give you clear information from your unique designs. I also want to mention that Catherine channels angels and guides, and with great humor can connect with your deepest purpose and potential. She's a reflective medium, a rare guide through the binary universal plan. Her unique aura samples and merges into your field of uniqueness, the oneness within. And once in your field, she calls out your big boy angels and master teachers that are very willing to assist you. Catherine clears past traumas and erases in a lunar style the beliefs that you're carrying in your genetics that are outdated in time loops. This focus field in you and what is priceless as your higher self is awaiting a personal shift to bring your soul's purpose back to the front line. And so, my friends, everything is written in the stars. We are excited that we have a choice. So please choose to say yes with us today and join me at this point in extending waves and waves of love and joy and appreciation to beautiful Catherine as I welcome her back to the show. So, Catherine, welcome back, my dear.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. It's my honor and privilege to speak with you all. And one thing I just got from what you read about me is I am really a Heinz 57, and I am changeable and a lunatic and have so many maps and ways I read all of you starseeds. It's a very interesting path I've chosen to be more of a reflection than a solar-generated builder of this new world. I am a sort of like a policewoman, really here to recognize someone who's ready to be pulled out of the matrix and wake them up.
Exactly.
Because the more you all wake up, the better I feel. I pick up on all of you. I am a feeling of the community. So
what are you feeling? What are you
happy
feeling
mate.
With our? Yeah. What are you feeling with our
I'm
community
sweating.
Today? There's so much energy. I am too. My hands are. Yeah. I am too.
Yeah. I'm you sweating. Know, with, the community is beautiful today, but it is heavy. We have work to do, everybody.
Right. Well, with you know, as I mentioned, being between the two eclipses, Mercury retrograde, that's always fun. We were talking about that before we got started. Just the reflection that goes on in our lives that so many people, are experiencing. What do you want to say? Let's go ahead and dive into current energies, what's going on, you know, with the eclipses, Mercury retrograde, I mean, everything happening. What do you want to share about that? Yeah.
Well, of course, we understand that the planets are the messengers of this, of our consciousness, as above, so below. And here we are, which is sort of a cosmic joke, to have the initial show with you on season 12. We're in a 12 year. It is condenses to three. We're in joy. Our joy is our message through. But here we are, 24 hours before a lunar full moon eclipse, partial eclipse. And so we're in the dark side of this energetic cycle that's ready to come to a head tomorrow. So we're really like ready to pop with this new information. And anything that's in our psychic from the Capricorn energies and Saturn and the moon and the south node in Pluto, it has to go. So we're at a point of background frequencies changing around us, the stars are showing us, but we're coming into a deep sense of redefining our family and our family purpose and where we're being called to, called the bigger family, at this eclipse. Mm-hmm. And half the clients I've worked with in the last few weeks are all redirecting towards either their homes, a new home, a family, mm-hmm. caring for their parents, children having babies, on and on and on. We have a lot of family interpersonal planets really bringing us back to the North Node right now, which is our home. And I know that we spoke a minute before, and we were saying that's exactly what's going on for us personally, mm-hmm. coming back, redefining where we live and our purpose and our family. So it is a very big time for us and a privilege to be part of this new personal connection to the world and realigning with our family trees, our star family. Mm-hmm. Connections and cleaning and clearing.
Yeah,
this eclipse is about the ancestral fault lines and the splits in our matrix, all the way back to nurturing our DNA from our ancestors. It's all going on right now. So we're having a great awakening and a cleansing, and old patterns are having to be released. And when
exactly.
you think about two eclipses, we're in the middle of it, and Mercury, the planet of the messenger of the gods, is going backwards, and you are one messenger of the gods. You have a Geminian solar energy, so you have always been this communicator. And now with Mercury going backwards, it's not negative. Mercury is neutral. It's going back into our Cancerian root, and in 6 weeks, when we come out of this whole recycling of our messages from our deep soul, we come out into Mercury going direct into Leo, and we will have harvested and brought a great sense of new love and relationships and a convergence with love and with a new field of energy. But these next 4 to 6 weeks, we are going back to retrieve whatever's down in the family DNA. So a lot of rest, mm-hmm. a lot of redefining our relationship, huge at this
yeah.
time, from what we thought was love to a higher love. So we're going through multi-time dimensions. Uranus is in Taurus. And this is all happening synchronicity in the stars at the same time. And what they're just saying to me to remind me is there are three planets right now over the next 48 hours going into this eclipse, which is the major movers and shakers. And there's only three planets at this point, which are the messengers of being direct. And that is our planet Mars and Venus and Uranus. And Mars is our personal energy, how we work, how we take it out in the world. It's personally our energy. And Venus, of course, is what we love and value. It's our core values. And that's going direct, thank goodness, in Leo to the heart. And then Uranus is the evolutionary planet in the bunch going forward. And this is the planet of the universe, the great awakening, the multi-awareness. So as this eclipse is literally unwinding our genetic fields of depression or worry or family karma, we're ready to come out and relieve all this and come out into a new state of awareness, not carrying those karmic patterns. So I'm sure many of us feel a little unnerved at this point because our nervous systems are being challenged. You know, we have, I'm sure your speakers talk about the resonances and the the solar rays coming out. And the changes in the inner earth, the ley lines are shifting and energy restructuring. So we're getting blasted from every end known possible. And, of course, it's moving us into our potentials and an evolutionary timing of coming back into our deepest home. So that's a lot of words to say. We are in, the angel said, why don't you just shorten it and say we are in a new parallel, a new solar system, and we're in a new solar cell. It's beginning to emerge below the systems of 2020 when our Saturn and Pluto, like time and evolution, hit the wall together. Absolutely. So it like divides from within and gives you two separate things. And so we are in the great convergence of all time. A new 500-year cycle, and we're living it. And it's quite exciting if you don't jump ahead and you instead step back and fall in love with the mystery, because it is a great mystery. And nobody knows. I am just a clear vessel of reflecting all of you. So I think we're doing really good. If you would ask the question, how are we doing? We are redefining ourselves. And the most beautiful part of this, I do want to say that Melchizedek, one of my team, is here just reminding us that this whole major conjunctions are also stimulating Chiron. And Chiron is the alchemist that takes everything to bring into a new order. Chiron is like the elevator up. It is a consciousness of awakening. So this is what we're doing. And how can we ever, and the one thing I love about being on these shows is we talk universe and we talk the psychic wave weather reports and we talk about the bigger picture so we can all get in synchronicity with it all so we can have a very wonderful journey forward into no time.
Yes. Well, and we love talking about the bigger picture. That's why we come together, and you're perfect. Well, I think you really help us understand what's going on. And I love that you said that Mercury is neutral, not negative, because, you know, so often we can overwhelm ourselves with the potential dark side of this energetic cycle. And it really is just this opportunity to all these recycle messages, redefine relationships, redirect our energy, and primarily really ask ourselves, what are we truly being called to do? And that does involve really redefining things and really looking at everything in our lives. And it was so synchronistic that you mentioned, we talked about it before the show, and what you just said about you know, we're being called to, where do we want to be? Where are we being called to go? And I never would have thought, personally, after just having moved to this island in February or March, that I would be going back home. And yet I'm excited I'm being called to do that, you know, after a lot of, you know what I mean? It's very fascinating, and redefining relationships, and everything that you're saying is so spot on, you know, with a lot of redirection. And the main thing that you said that I highlighted here was that Mercury is neutral. That's really important to emphasize right now.
Absolutely. Mercury can go down to hell and have roast marshmallows with, you know, all the characters. He can come up and do a lecture on Earth about the New Age, and then go up to heaven and you know, have fun and have a martini with Zeus, because Mercury is the messenger of the gods. And now it is moving backwards right between two massive eclipses to rearrange us to go come back to our home calling, wherever that is, on the land, in ourselves. And it is calling us back to a soul memory over these 4 weeks. That's what Mercury does. You know, it takes us back to a place to recorrect and bring more information back to ourselves to bring out into the world, which turns into the sign of Leo. So we're bringing out a new expression, a creative expression for us to live in. It's like a new code of ethics coming in, and it's retrieving it right now. And it's such a beautiful thing to have this show, the 12th season, as we're going back to call in the sisters, the memories of the feminine, the power of the great-grandmother, and we're bringing it back, retrieving it individually and then into a holistic blend. So I can imagine the shows coming up over this season for you to see how you're synthesizing all these new informations that each person is retrieving neutrally in their own designs. It's so great.
It's fascinating. And
the dark side of this was the last 8 days my internet has been out.
Right.
And I had people showing up at my house for readings and recorrecting and spending every morning at Starbucks emailing people to say we have to reschedule. So Mercury on the 3D world is everything. The schedules go haywire. And that is when we're asked to step back and redirect our energy right now to feel safe in the middle of a cosmic a new era that we all volunteered to be here for. January 2020, wham, bam. We are.
I was just going to ask you about that. Let's highlight the January 2020, because we have a few people that actually wrote in about that, asking you to talk about that. You know, and let's see, just read one of them. Gwendolyn said, would you please speak on this immense collective clearing and healing that is rising and how it relates to what some are saying as the event in January 2020? So what can you say about that?
Mm-hmm. Well, I love looking at these stars, and I also looking at the human design, where we can find more information about the hexagrams and the I Ching, and where we have DNA shifting. So I'll say it has a lot to do with the DNA shift within our bodies. And we're moving through that. This 6 months is that alchemy happening. I also, before I talk about the 2020, let's go just back to Christmas and Hanukkah, right before January 2020, where I feel really stimulated to say that we're having a solstice, December 21st. Mm-hmm. We also have a solar eclipse at 4 Capricorn and Jupiter in the south node, which hasn't really been at this point since May 2012. So there is some reoccurring awakenings going in a deeper way. But also at the Christmas, we have a trine to Uranus with the solar eclipse. And I feel because Uranus is the gateway to the higher realms, it is evolutionary consciousness, It is the Aquarian age itself. And so I feel that right before this Christmas time, great truth will be coming out for us. It'll be literally a 3 days of darkness over the solstice and the eclipse to move us. So there's great potential in an understanding that we've never had before. It's coming from within us, so, and the earth. And then also in 2020, something just jumped out of my ear. So in 2020, January 10th, we have this gate 61. It's a huge gate in the hexagram of psychic awareness, and at the same time, the Saturn Pluto has that collapse and clearing of a 500-year phase. Mm-hmm. So there's so much going on. It's the quickening of old patterns. It is developing our own unbreakable security within right now, and this is the preparation time for this. My guides call it a visionary activism at this point, where we're all taking ourselves out into the world to talk about the great awakening as much as we're talking about the great collapse of what's going on. Mm-hmm. So it is old systems. It's reality collapsing. How I think of it, and I always relate to movies because they're the culture, and I can pick up a lot about all of you from your cultures and movies, but it's the Truman Show. It's when all of a sudden we find that we're in a movie and we go in the water and we hit the wall thinking it's the sky, and we find out we've been in a fishbowl. And all of a sudden we just wake up past that and find out that we are the ones that we have waited for, and we're bringing a new field of awareness that divides our consciousness from time to nonlinear potential.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the angels are laughing. They're saying, try to explain this in 20 sentences. the convergence of a whole new revival. It's a yin revival coming back, the earth principle, the great mother. And Pluto, as much as people call Pluto, Pluto is the grandmother. She has great power. She is what created the whole universe. And so she is getting connected with Saturn. And it's not even just Saturn. What I want to say about January 10th is we have not just Saturn and Pluto, which we all talk about, and the sun. The sun is our light, bringing light to this matter. Jupiter and the South Node together, not since 2012, and that's bringing a new vision to the world. And what really catches my eye in this when I look at the stars is that Mercury, again, the neutral culprit that brings and disseminates information from the higher worlds down to the lower worlds and in between, Mercury's right in the middle of this massive conjunction saying, we are communicating to you a new alchemy. The sea is parting and the duality split. And they're saying, and lighten up about it. When I talk about it, I get so affected by this dynamic. And yet the way through this beautiful cycle in the body is through humor, sense of humor and joy and lightness, enlightenment. Mm-hmm. So it's really, we are knowing that the world is splitting, but we also know that we are awakening to know that we never change the world, that you'll, not the world on the outside of us, that we are shifting, you shift the world that is already reflective of the changes within yourself. And this is where our work is, in ourselves. We are healing ourselves. We can go easy or not. Synchronicity is the universe saying, right on, flow this way. We are one. We are guiding you. Look to your dreams. We can make your dreams come true. Oh, there's so many beautiful beings here today with us coming in. I also feel Ganesh today. So I love him coming forward. I feel he represents the remover of blockages. And thank you so much for coming in for the eclipse. And our shifting into these new worlds behind the veil. Mm-hmm. And we are creating new dreams in time and space. But they're saying we have to stay in the sequences of the moment. And I think that's why they don't want me to talk all the way about 2022 and when Pluto returns to the United States as Pluto in the second house of their finances. Just a little hint. They want us to keep right now in the moment.
I know that there's
sequences to our imagination that is awakening through these eclipses. And it's really to truly know yourself and beyond the illusions into the state of love. And the state of love is synchronicity with the universe. It's really saying I'm right in it. And right now, Mercury's retrograde. What did I do when I couldn't do my work with all my clients? I cleaned my garage. And what happened when I cleaned my garage one day, which has been on my list, I found a whole box of crystals that I had been missing since 2009. I found a huge box of crystals that I came back to me. The newspaper around them said 2009. Mm-hmm. And so I found a treasure by stepping back and letting the universal flow. Let us stay in synchronicity. Step back into everything so we can emerge in the middle of August when the Mercury comes out of shadow, is direct on the 31st of July, but giving it 2 weeks to understand what our communications of our soul has brought back into our awareness to build this bridge to the new world together.
Mm-hmm. These really are gifts of awareness, you know, the recorrection, the redirection, the release, recycle, all of that. There's so many gifts in that awakening and awareness that can only be realized when we do that reflection and kind of being in the moment and allowing for that is what brings that forth. So I'm feeling compelled to take callers. We have so many hands up, Catherine, and I know people are excited because we haven't had a live show in about 2 weeks. So with questions, Catherine, do we just want to talk about everything that's going on collectively and reserve private questions for sessions with you? Or how do you feel about that? I just want to be clear on what we're doing.
Well, it's up to you, sweetie. I feel that when somebody comes forward to look at their blueprint live in a group, it speaks for everybody. So it is like an awareness, or we can talk about anything because a reflector does that. We talk about the pulse of the world right now and any way we want to go. So I'll leave that up to you. If people do call in personally, we have to pull up ask for their day, month, and year, their location, and their time of birth if they know it. And otherwise, we can just talk universe.
Yeah, I'm feeling let's stick with universal themes, the questions that will, regarding what we've been discussing. There's so much happening energetically. And let's save the private with personal information and date of birth, all of that for the session, since you have generously offered that. Let's do that. We have literally, like 100 more hands up. So when I come to you, just tell us your name and what your question is, and that way we can get through as many callers as we can. So, okay, first caller, I'm excited. I'm heading to area code 801.
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
Hi, my name's Deborah.
Hi, Deborah.
Hi, Deborah.
Hello. I I'm just following a synchronicity that started this morning. I'm driving a long distance, over a long distance, and there was like so many things that was said earlier in the day that were in the title of this talk. So that's
perfect.
Why I'm calling.
Divinely perfect.
Yeah, I don't have a specific question, really. I guess if I had a question, it would be the earth, like the new thing for the earth, if you could describe that a little bit more. I'm wondering how, let me just stop. I'm just like becoming aware that I'm not really about other people. And I'm like going, oh my God, I didn't even know that I was not, that I was being selfish. And it seems like there's a component of that that has to do with this new energy that it feels like it's coming through right now.
Exactly. And you're starting to have these subtle impressions and intuitive waves beyond what you are seeing out in the world, which is the everyday. You're attuning to something, and it doesn't come from the mind. The mind is just a shoulda, coulda, woulda expression. It's opening up your intuition gauge. I would like to know where you're taking this trip to, because it's quite a time for you to be driving and opening and trusting something that's new, that's just emerging within you. It's not of thought, it's a pull towards something you love. It's like the dreamer is wakening in you. I would say keep on, keep on. You're finding out who you are. And of course the angels say two questions today. Who are you, really? And where do you think you are? You're traveling. You're moving along the earth ley lines and grids. But we are spiraling in the middle of the universe in a solar system pattern, moving into fields of energy we have never vibrated in before. It's showing up everywhere. And these new vibrations, we're keeping up with the sun that is, we're circling around the sun. It moves like 200 miles every minute. And here we're keeping in perfect synchronicity with the solar system going into an awakened state. And I'm very excited about you. I think you're integrating old levels as you drive, and something new is emerging for you. It's exciting,
you know, it's funny.
Isn't it?
It's funny because I moved to Los Angeles from Utah, and where I was going was Utah, and I really feel like I went back to the old, and now I'm coming back to something else. Because I'm going back to driving.
Exactly.
Back to LA. Yeah. So I think
you're re-coordinating.
Yeah, and it's like, it's just really beautiful. And I think that one of the things I heard earlier today that I saw with your guys' title, somebody was saying, you know, like the universe is actually inside of you. And that just kind of blew my mind to think that all these things that are going on are internal as well.
Exactly. Isn't that wonderful? You know this. 2 years ago, my daughter, I took her, Dolores Cannon woke me up and said, take your daughter to a QHHT session. And I really didn't know much about her, but I discovered it, took my daughter. Her first session, she fell into energy. She went right into her pineal pituitary area, and she saw a movie. She actually said, Mom, I'm standing in my brain looking out, and I see all my past lives and all these realities. And that's exactly what's happening. You're coming back home to a new electric of the crystalline built within your body that is activating, and you're starting to have moments of beyond the thought and into the divine presence. I'm very proud of you. We love what you're doing. Call on your angels. Please call on Archangel Michael. He'll help slice and dice along the way for you. He's very strong in your essence.
Thank you.
And
so
you're
much.
Going back to a new tribe. A new tribe they're talking about. That's why you're moving all back and forth. But you'll land in the right place. We have till December of this year to really be where we need to be at the Christmas. Really be with the family of families.
Yes, that's beautiful. I'm just wondering if the new tribe has something with new work as well, kind of new work.
I think so. I think you're onto something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Use your intuition.
You.
It's really fiery, your intuition. Trust it.
Well, Deborah, thank you. We appreciate
you
calling.
Much.
Yes, and best wishes to you on whatever unfolds. You're welcome, sweetie.
It means a lot to me that you took my call. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Deborah. Much love to you. It's interesting, Catherine, how she's talking about she's went somewhere and now she's going back home to LA. So
I could feel it. It's like how we're all moving back and forth, back and forth,
back and forth, back and forth. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And
it's
how
so
beautiful
fascinating.
To let it happen.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's all okay. I think we all have to be so easy on ourselves about, you know, all of these recorrections and redirections and, you know, all of these things. And beautiful. So thank you, Deborah. Okay. Let me go to another caller. Gosh, where am I going to go? So many people. Okay. I'm going to go to area code 202. 202, you're live.
Hello?
Hi.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, great. Thank you. My name's Diane, and I have two questions that are kind of related to what you talked about this morning. Is one, how important is it to be located in exactly the right spot for that January 2020 thing?
Mm-hmm. That's a great question. Well, since you are the star seed and you hold the patterns within you, wherever you land is where you should be. You can trust yourself. Are you being called to go somewhere or something calling you back?
Yes, for me, I'm going to relocate back to Florida. But I'm not sure if that's the right place for my husband doesn't feel that same calling. But, of course, we need to go together. So how does that work?
Well, it works that you both hold your vision of your happiest place. And it will converge. It probably looks like it's going to you'll reconsider a lot over the next 4 to 6 weeks. Like we said, we can trust the synchronicity of the stars. And then it looks like you'll come to a conclusion of what's best. And it might have to do with some event outside of you in the areas that you are either living or planning to go to that will help you make up your mind. So it is,
okay.
It's not quite here yet, the answer to that, but I do feel you will be in the right place at the right time, and your husband is a keeper, so I guess you'll be where he is.
Okay. And then my second question is more general. You said, like, part of what would it converge in January or 2020 is a collapsing of time. Can you elaborate
mm-hmm.
on that one a little bit more?
Do you have a seatbelt? There we go. They're saying that it's really a major reboot. And we can't really, nobody has the knowledge. It's a collective awakening that we're moving into. And so can we really describe it from a linear mindset? Absolutely not. But can we trust that there's a wave of consciousness coming that is splitting into the heart of love and humanity consciousness? And the people who hold that and have carried that most of their life, saying, this is not the world I love. We don't harm each other. We don't have slave trades. We don't have hurt the animals. We come together. So I feel that 2020 is that convergence of wherever your soul wants to be. And just calling in and joining in this collective together, really, you are very discerning and you really want to be part of this awakening. And so it is.
Mm-hmm.
We have no doubt that you will be here for to see how the Maya changes, that everything is changing around us. but please stop taking yourself so seriously. It's all about the love and the fun. You saw the movie Witches of Eastwick, didn't you?
I did, a couple times.
Well, what do we do when we're ready to all the white witches hitting the ground? We laugh. Mm-hmm. And we lift our aura. And when you lift your aura, you connect and merge with your angels and guides and teams. And it doesn't have to come by words. It comes by emotional feeling of safety, security, and a frequency of just ready for anything. Mm-hmm. And
wonderful.
We think that
Thank you
are a very good woman. So be it.
There you go, Diane.
I love that. Thank
you. I love that for you. Well, Diane, best wishes to you, good woman, and thank you for being a part of our show today.
I think that was like a grandfather of hers coming in, because he just sort of like he said, "She's a good woman.
She's a good woman."
She's a good woman, and I don't know. But it's someone who loves you.
Aww.
Thank you.
Thank you, Diane.
Appreciate it.
Take care, Diane. Okay, I'm going to go to another caller, and then I'm going to go to the webcast because there's a lot of people in there. Okay, where am I going? I'm going to go to area code 250.
Hi, Carrie. Hi, Catherine.
Hi.
Hello.
Who is this?
Hi. It's Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
Thank you for taking my call. Big hugs. I missed your show.
Oh, I miss being here
so
with all of you.
So glad you're back. I know. I'm very, very grateful for you and all of your speakers. So anyway, yeah, much love. My question is, feeling such deep, like heavy, heavy sadness and like there's really no reason for me to be feeling this way. So if you could shed some light on that, I would be very grateful.
It is. It's one of the most heavy feelings in our body because our particles are changing. And, you know, that is true. We're asked to be authentic. We're not asked to be this new age happy-go-lucky. We're here to step into this realm of right now we're in a growth period and a rediscovering old emotional feelings that have come, which affect our security, our inner security, and our worldly security. You can't look at the news and feel safe, all that 3D. And at the same time, what you're picking up in your nervous system, it's being continuously fritzed by unprecedented solar storms and the spike in the Schumann resonance and the weakening of the Earth's shields. You're engaging beautifully in a magnetic physical healing, a repair and an integration. So it's all in the now. And I think you're compelling us to know that where you are is exactly where we need to be in the moment of feeling a pressure that doesn't come from an ordinary activity. It's coming from an up-leveling of energy that is collapsing and unraveling the old so you can meet this new energy with a sense of lightness, because we're clearing out that trunk right now in your energy and all the karmic grids of your family. So it is a heavy thing. You were connected a lot to your family genetics. And so I do feel, you know, you're doing the work of a whole society. So thank you so much, but it does feel heavy. And it is heavy, but it is a beautiful new template that you are carrying. If I looked at your human design, I bet you would have a left angle cross, which to me holds more than one person in your auric pattern, like the whole culture, family. So you're doing a lot of work for the repair and protection of the family jewels, is what they're saying, which is light, love and light, going back home to beyond the struggles and into family. You're doing great work, young lady, Sari.
Oh, thank you. That is so nice. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, I needed to hear that, and I'm seriously so grateful for both of you, Catherine. I mean, I don't know you, but I listened to you on Carrie's show, and you carry such peace and mm-hmm. love, and it's beautiful. And Carrie, you too. And so, thank you. I'm so grateful. Thank you.
Aww, we're grateful for you.
Thank
I love
you.
Your laugh, Sherry.
It is coming.
And share it with, sharing that laughter with you. And I'm so glad to be back. So, Sherry, sending you so
Absolutely.
Much love.
Absolutely. We love you, Beck, and Sherry, and to know that Capricorn is a dry sense of humor. It's like the clown. We got to laugh crazy living in a dual world.
No
and
kidding.
And this is like the clown coming forward saying, okay, but it's a big laugh because the Maya is the most mystical thing to understand and be in, but it's constantly moving. And the body is incredibly moving through electrons and protons and frequency changes as we are waking up to the star seeds of the new world. So good job. And
good job,
drink a lot of water.
Namaste. Thank you so much. Yeah, my body's just buzzing even just listening to you guys. So something's just shifted, and thank you. Like I said, very grateful. And
you're welcome. Thank you. Thank you. That laughter kind of lit me up a little bit, so... Love it.
Good
All
woman
right.
did it for me. Yeah. I loved that. That was.
Oh yeah, was you're awesome. A good woman too, Sherry.
As we all are. Thank you.
All right, love you, Sherry.
Thank you.
All right,
love
Bye-bye.
You too.
Okay,
Sherry's
that
more
beautiful.
Of a solar flare, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
They said she's not a good woman. She's a solar flare.
Okay, you're not a good woman, Sherry, but you are a solar flare. So there you go.
And so you got some fire in there.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. So, Catherine, someone wrote in wanting to know about the new crystal grids. And I want to blend that in with you talking about, I know there was a great change in your work. And there was, you know, you're working with anchoring the new crystal grids. Let's talk about that. And kind of address that subject and also your personal awareness of this and, you know, with regard to your work.
That's a great question. The angels told me you were going to ask that. And it stems back from something I don't talk about much, which was in the mid-80s, right before the great opening, the Harmonic Convergence, 1987. And I had a contact out in Colorado Mountains with three other people for a week, and we had a lot of crystalline activations. We were called volunteers to anchor in some new levels of consciousness that were implanted into my crystal grid body until these times. Now, they never told me when these times would be. I would suspect after 2012, but as my work is increasing, and I'm able to activate and accelerate and educate yourself, each person, as a universe to their own design, my auric field can awaken and erase what is the shadows or the veils around the crystalline encapsulized 5D energies that are already built into your beautiful aura. So it's a great question. It's how do I wake myself up? I'm activating a lot of water, fresh water, blessed water, outside laughter, humor at the audacity of everything coming around you because you're breaking through the field of illusion, right through the grand delusion of the last 2,000 years and coming into a sense of grace. And it's very, very simple, at least in this moment today. It's simple because we are in that I Ching gate of impeccability and simplicity. So today, the activation comes through simplicity, even that we're talking about universal understandings and soul contracts that are built within us and also transpiring in the movement of the planet. Mm. Wow, they're really on to to that questionnaire who just asked that question. We're mm-hmm. going to work with her for 3 nights to open up the dream state a little more. She's been asking for something of a deeper understanding, and so she's going to get it because before we ask, it's already given.
Okay.
I think Yeshua ben Joseph is coming forward. Go ahead. Our dear brother of brotherly love is here. So how do you want to go, Kari, your show?
Yes. Well, the crystalline grids, what do you want to say or what can you share about that and with regard to us connecting with them and what our role is in, you know, what can we do to support that and really the activation of our own crystalline nature? What can we do?
How I see it is we have to activate your GPS, your soul crystal, and that each person has a divine imprint and charting to its own unique expression. So the way to activate the core most 5D aspect of herself, which is living through these times in grace and love and excitement, is to activate our crystals. So the few things I said, like water and sleep, yoga, energy, mm-hmm. calmness, is very important. But also to, whenever two or more gather, it would be really good for you to come to me or somebody else that can activate your own crystals. Unless you can sit and meditate and open your own, which is highly easy to do in these times, or also mm-hmm. go to some ley lines or locations that you're being called to can also activate your crystals. There's so many ways our crystals are being activated by the neutrino field, which is everywhere. It's stardust, it's quantum particles of awakened consciousness, and there's no shield for neutrinos, so we're being activated at all times. Mm-hmm. That's what a reflector is. I had more neutrinos at the time I was born than most, so I have more of a open empathic nature. I'm 1%. But most of you have like a solar energy, and it's purposeful and it's personal. So whatever way you can awaken mm-hmm. the sleeper within you, we have all the outside guides and angels and guardians around us to assist us. Because whenever you ask, it's already given.
Mm-hmm.
And we are all, everyone asking the questions are being awakened. So it's just.
And everybody listening. Everybody listening is, I mean, yeah, go ahead, Sweetie.
I'm working right through your energy. So you're my anchor, and we're activating like thousands of feet of light in all directions as we speak. Down from the core of us, down into mm-hmm. our chi. And you are my anchor, sweetie. And I thank you so much because you're doing such great work for the planet. You know, the tikkun olam, the repairing the world. Every word, every act, every deed. And activate your sacred star maps, whatever mm-hmm. way you can do it. It's really mm-hmm. important over these 6 months because that's why we decided to do this show and begin it out with awakening the sleeper, and the star crystals within you are already in there in place. They're already subtly activated, but there's more and there's more and there's more that's going to be coming through us.
There's always more. Catherine, I want to talk about, a few people have written in about asking about what's involved in your private session. So let's go ahead, and I want to highlight your special offers that you have created for this community. One is and if you're new to this show, you can find all of our offers at straighttalkforthesoul.com in our marketplace. And since Catherine is our lead-off speaker for this season, you'll see her face. So click on her smiling, beautiful face. And she has three beautiful offers. One is a half-hour session, one is an hour, and one is 90 minutes. Now, I've worked with Catherine multiple times, and it's why I love her, and she always comes back to this show. I think she's amazing at what she does, and it's highly unique. So, Catherine, in a reading, you know, and if you want to follow along, you give people a full reading of their sacred contracts, natal and progressed blueprints, the human design information, the gene key information. We didn't even get into that on, you know, in our discussion today, but how much does the human design element play into your work? And describe that for people, what that is.
Human design for me is being able to see your quantum fields. It takes all the synthesis of astrology, sacred geometry, Kabbalah, the chakra system, numerology, et cetera, all into one synthesized ability to read our path, our whole design, and it's so unique, and every person is different. And to delve into that for me is to open a universe, because I go in and open the new potentials that are written in your charts, and we deactivate these old patterns called the ancients or the cultures and the customs, our genetics. So we can close those now, and we can also activate. It's a very exhilarating thing, because the angels just take over, and we go into your DNA, into your Akash, and go any way you need to go to clear out what is not even purposeful for you anymore. Soul contracts, we close that door. But human design is so awesome to me, because I can read the genetics of you. It's 5D, and it gives you your design. As we awaken one person, it awakens everybody. It's quite a beautiful thing, and it is like an astrologer's oath that I have been understanding for lifetimes as an astrologer and empath through many, many time frames, and that is, it's the honoring to sit with one person and to look through their beautiful psychic design and to awaken it and to honor it and to see it. I'm a mirror. I see you. You don't really see me. I don't see myself, but I see you. You're my crystals and my colors. So it is an activation, the same, and quite a ability to crumble things in a moment and just wake up to what's available mm-hmm. to you. What, honey?
When you were saying, and you it kind of mentioned earlier what a reflector is, and as we mentioned, you know, it's a very small percentage, I think 1% of the population that is a reflector. Describe, for those who haven't heard you on the show before, you know, how you realized that you were a reflector, and how that translates, or what that actually means when you're working with somebody.
Well, I understand it's like the most sensitive aura on the planet. And when I was little, I didn't know that people could see me. I would be outside under the stars always. I went up to camp, an overnight camp, and I wrote a letter and said, I'll wear a red shirt to my parents so they would know who I was at age 7. I love that story when I found the letter.
Too.
So I will wear a red shirt. And then I noticed I'm always looking in mirrors and mirrors and making faces. I knew I was not my body. I didn't know where to find me. And so through the years, I've learned more about what a reflection is. It's just a potential to experience and mirror back the environment to people and environments around. So it's hard to ask a reflector who they are, because I'm so faceted to what I sit with in the moment. If I'm with you, you are my anchor. When I'm with somebody else, they are my world. And eventually I started to learn that when I am with someone, through my childhood, I thought I was just like them until the next person came and I was just like them. So it was the human design brings you into the awareness of what you are not first. what you think you are, and then also then what you really are, your own energy. Some people are energy beings that are purposeful. Some are more teachers and guides that are exhausted in this world of energy beings. They come to me like, oh, I have tired, poor blood. And then we have manifestors that are the awakeners. They just walk through the wall and said, I have impact on you, come and follow or not. And then there's the reflectors, the 1%, which is nothing like anybody else. The reflector, it comes out at night. And the solar beings, the 99%, come out in the daytime in the big fields and do and create. And I'm just coming out at night, just loving the quiet and the stillness. Lao Tzu is one of my favorite guides. And he always tells me to shut my mind, but he is someone who sits when I'm in my silence as the hermit that I am half the time. That's when all my guides and angels fill me in on the big universal changes that are here. So I can move into someone's psychic and retrieve what is most awake within you. The angels say I'm like a big light switch. I just turn it on in people because you can't hide when you're looking right back at yourself. And it's a beautiful process. It is an oath to sit in a sacred meeting with someone and speak about their beautiful, unique expression on this earth at this time in a way that I don't even understand a lot of what comes through. It's directly for the person, the entity, the starseed that is dreaming the dream. So we can wake up to what we are and not what we're living in this homogenized world is what we think we are and what we think we should do. It's just all breaking down so we can awaken into the new dream, the new design, which is beautiful. And I'm sure your speakers have talked about the beauty of the new wave of energy coming. It's so light, it's euphoric. It feels like you're walking like above gravity a little bit.
Mm-hmm. When you said wave, you know, both of us, well, we've spoken about this on the show before, Dolores Cannon. And Dolores, I knew Dolores before she passed, and she was on my radio show a couple times, you know, 10, probably 9 years ago. But when you said waves, I was going to ask you, what kind of people do you typically draw into your experience as clients? And then when you mentioned the word waves, I mean, do you feel like Dolores did that there are these three waves of people here? Do you go along with that, those teachings from Dolores Cannon?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, from before her, when I worked with some enlightened beings back in the 80s, they talked about the prop people. That 70% were props. They were unsold. They don't have a soul, but they're here to help us have this beautiful experience of waking up in the dream of the Maya. So yes, so many, and I feel that's when the collapse happens, when so many people will choose not to be on the planet. It'll be the people that are not sold. And the sold people, like us, that are awake and having open discussions, will be the carriers of the new wave into the ascension, because it's a collective awakening. And the beauty is we already have these levels within us. We come from this. We come from the central sun and from the Pleiadians and the Lemurians and the Lemurians come from the Pleiadians and the Sirians and I come from Jupiter one lifetime. So I have a 12-foot Jupiterian being that works with me, but it's really just my higher self. So we're all converging, and we're all waking up and bringing forth, they're saying baby Buddhas. We have all these star seeds and baby Buddhas, and which are called, they're saying we're baby Buddhas because we're facing our own fears. We're actually dissolving them by looking back through the history of it. And we can see them, the genetics. And then we're coming out to stand as we already are in the new world. We just haven't had it come into a full reality yet. And that's what we're all doing together.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I answered your question.
You did. So I would imagine, you know, this amazing community that you've worked with over the last few years, Catherine, and anyone listening to a show like this is intended to be activated. You know, they're here for a reason to and not everybody has that desire. Not everybody would be listening to a show like this. They would have no desire. We may be speaking, you know, kind of a different language here. But it's, you know, for many people, if, you know, even like my family and stuff, if they read some of the things and they have, it's just kind of like, it's a different language. But for people who are drawn to a show like this, Catherine, they are here to get activated and awaken and more. And we all support each other in doing that. And that's what I love about this show. And the feedback we get, Catherine, is from people who, you know, because maybe they don't have other people in their lives or their, you know, personal surroundings who they can talk to about things like that, like all of this, all of these things. So it's such a blessing.
Exactly. These are the shows because our family, this is our family. We're holding hands psychically. We're downloading. Just every time we come together, we have,
absolutely.
We think it's just the physical group. We have our archangels, our families. We have star seeds that are standing here out of body. Archangels just so excited that we're aware, that we're becoming aware that we do make a difference. And my clients come from every walk of life. I work internationally, but so many of the teachers. I work with a lot of people on the shows on that are just in a little hiccup in their life of where's their bigger picture, because they're channeling so many groups of people. You know, they have to have their little refuge, too, because
absolutely.
We do have a human agenda. Chiron represents the lower man's and the heights we can attain, the shaman within us. And it's our job as the free will and our fate and our destiny to awaken ourselves. So these shows are everything. They are universes and universes paying out and paying forward to everybody.
Oh,
they,
I feel it so much. Oh, my gosh, I feel it. And it's why I always say, Catherine, you know, that I'm walking hand in hand and heart to heart with you energetically, because it is so powerful and it is a sacred circle. And we do activate one another. And it's such a beautiful thing. It's why I missed being, you know, with everyone just for the last 2 weeks. It was supposed to be like a vacation. I'm like, I'm ready to go back to my soul family, you know, because
I love that. We missed you. Yes.
Oh, well, thank you.
But you needed that sabbatical, honey. That is your 2 weeks is a fortnight. This gives you a re-correction so you can follow your inner path, too, while you carry so many people on your shoulders.
Well, thank you. I want to shift and ask, I said I would ask a few questions from the webcast. There's lots of good questions. So Elizabeth from Iowa, she said, hello, Catherine and Carrie. Hi, Elizabeth. Is there a way to override or soften the emotional and physical effects of the eclipses and the full moon events, which have been so powerful? So is there a way to override the emotional and physical effects of the eclipses?
That's the one place we do not want you to go, is overriding anything, because your heart is awakening through these feelings, knowing that you are so much more than your circumstances and what surrounds you, that you are not your circumstances. This is a trial run the next 6 months to not let the circumstances override us. Because it's our consciousness that's coming forward, and you are exactly where you need to go. I'm working with people, the things coming up in their own experience of what they are letting go of, it's very intense. But love is true. Love is interdimensional. You step back, you put your arms around yourself, you let the people go that are leaving the planet, you hold on to the ones. You also might have, it looks like you have an open splenic in your aura. I'd have to confirm that by human design, but that means you're taking on times five the emotions of what's going on around you. So we might want to get you a little more into your own space and your own, step back a little, take your own breathing techniques so you don't take on so much of the outer world.
Mm-hmm.
But you're really doing great, good work, they're saying, good results for you.
Elizabeth, I hope you're still there and listening to that. And thank you, Catherine. Jennifer wrote in, she said, how do you know if you have activated your star crystals?
That's such a great question. And I would say by, if you have been doing anything by your intuition to activate them, have you been listening to the shows? Have you been talking about, have you been having any kind of massage or doing body work? That's how we activate them. I couldn't say unless I really move into you. And if I get locked into you, I'll exclude everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So right now, but I do feel you're even asking the question, you're already being activated.
Absolutely.
And
yeah.
I also feel very tingly around my shoulders and my back around you. So
mm-hmm.
there is some kind of inspiration. It looks like it's coming up your spine. whatever that is, I feel you are going to have more connections over the next few weeks. I feel drink a lot of water because when you ask, it's coming in really quick in this quantum field. And we're all listening and being part of your beautiful self and helping assist you at this time for
mm-hmm.
all those activations to happen gracefully and in the presence of peace.
Mm-hmm. There you go, Jennifer. Jennifer Green, I hope that you heard that. And I want to ask you, you know, when you said when you're in a session with someone that their big boy angels and guides all come in with, so do you sometimes work with someone and guides and beings come in that you're not even aware of them, or that, you know, it's maybe it's not the group that you work with, or
absolutely
know.
Yes, mm-hmm. I am only with the person. I learn more. I eavesdrop so much.
I
learn about family relationships, what happened when they died. I see their archangels, the impatient ones. We
mm-hmm.
clear the guardians that are really just the doubting Thomases, because there are a lot of veils that I see in people that are carried from relationships that are clearing at this time.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, everything and anything happens. I'm so surprised that some of the beings that come through, I don't remember sessions after I'm done, but I'm always surprised as a reflector likes to be in the aura of someone when we bring new insights to you. And we do waken all the crystal grids within your body, because these are the times we can. Yes.
And
they're just making jokes mm-hmm. about me. But I'm sorry, what?
They're making jokes about me. I love it. I love it. Okay. Oh,
you know, they just showed me Beetlejuice. That's why I'm laughing. They showed me that guy, Michael Keaton, in Beetlejuice.
Yes. Yes.
They're just joking when we were asking the question, do you ever see beings that are not part of your entourage, and they're all showing up funny. You've got to have humor
yes.
through these times.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Clearly, yes. And as we start to wind up, I want to, Gwendolyn, you were so sweet from Mount Shasta. She said, tears streaming nearly the whole time. Thank you both for facilitating such enlightened energy. Blessings. Well, blessings to you, Gwendolyn.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful space to be in, and I want to kind of circle back around to, you know, all of the energies and something that we said at the top of the show, which was Mercury is neutral, not negative. I felt like that was a real highlight, you know, because of everything going on. It is neutral. And
you.
Yes, yes, it's important. And, you know, and I want to also say, you know, just the recorrection, time for recorrection, redirection, release, recycle, redefine. Catherine, do you want to say anything else about the times that we're in right now, you know, before we sign off? Just anything helpful that you feel would benefit our beautiful community?
Well, I would like to take our focus away from the South Node and all these massive breakdowns of our beliefs, which is happening, and move into just the beautiful Chandra degree of where this eclipse is. The North Node is where our focus should be, our Dharma. It's the node or the knots of realization. And this is what it says. It's short, so I will read this to you. I had other plans, but this is what I'm being brought to by Melchizedek talking about the moment that there is a single crumbling Corinthian column, an inward temple held in tune, sitting in celestial juices, be held by the gods as a pillar of light, defiant of time's cycles, invested with the life pulse immortal, as serene and effortless as it is constant and true, making way for what cannot be foreseen and giving voice to a sensibility that is entirely pregnant with worlds within worlds held intact and offered up upon the altar of the world stage. And that's in the next 24 hours. We would like you, that is the focus of the third eye and the awakening of the spiritual law of attraction from the Melchizedek order, which showed up out of the blue and is bringing a lot of fairies and lightning bolts at the same time. Take your side, he said. Be on the side of love and hope. They're all starting to show up, and I'm trying to, I want to talk with you and the family that we're all together, but it's been so much joy and grace to come together. We change and pay it forward every time we come together as a collective on this special day in the darkness of this eclipse that says we are tapping into our deepest resources to have the courage to come forth in love and grace and see beyond the matrix. There's so much more here to be felt and seen. So be it indeed.
Thank you, Catherine. And thank you to all of your entourage that is still here and coming and joining us, your spiritual entourage, your energetic entourage. It's always so fun. And I wouldn't have wanted to do this with anyone else but you today. It was so beautiful to start season 12 with you, Catherine. I love you, and thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, my dear. And,
I love you so much and all the good work you do. You are an alchemist, and Merlin just came in on the right side of your shoulder just to let you know who showed up, just to let you know that these are the times of alchemy, and you carry that within you, sweetheart. Sister, star sister of you. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. This really is a time, you know, what are we being called to do? Where are we being called to go and be? And, you know, it's such an important time. Well, isn't it always? So we have reached the end of our time together today with beautiful, amazing, wonderful Catherine Rosenbaum. I want to thank each and every one of you for the gift of your time, your love, your light, your joy, your presence today. We appreciate you. I hope that you received new insights. I hope you're feeling empowered and uplifted. That's always my intention here. So please write in. Let us know how you feel. And remember, all of our speakers extend these beautiful opportunities to take what you heard here on the show further and experience a deeper connection with their gifts. And so with Catherine, if you have not worked with Catherine before, I would highly recommend it. There's three different offers: a half hour, an hour, or an hour and a half with her. So, again, it's a real, enlightening experience, to be with Catherine one-on-one. So, I'm so happy to be back here with all of you. Thank you for igniting the light for season 12 with me and thanks for going on this soulful adventure. I am sending waves and waves of love and light and joy and appreciation directly from my heart to yours. May you feel it, receive it, offer it to those you encounter today or tonight, wherever you happen to be in the world. And as always, until next time, please give yourself full permission to shine instead of shrink, express instead of suppress, and own that amazing, powerful glow of yours. I'll see you back here in this playground of light again tomorrow. I'm so excited. See you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.